This is CliffCentral.com. I'm a child, it's an angel. Do I blame it on myself? It's fake.
Yeah. Here we are. This is AKA Composer, baby. I hope y'all are composed out there. Cause it's about to get so hot in the building. My name is Malcolm Julie. You are chilling with the worst guy.
I don't give a fuck what you say to me, yo.
My homie just stepped up in the building. Rabbit just said it. We're gonna say what up to the homie, right now. Yo, what's up, brother? What's up, player?
What's happening?
Can you hear me right now? Easy. We're just chilling, dog. How y'all doing? Okay, today we have a band in the room. Last Chance Seattle. They are so dope. We actually have a crazy show for you guys today. My name is Malcolm Julie. I'm the host of The Worst Guys. We about to get crazy up in this bitch. Rehab, what's up, dog? How you doing, brother?
No, can't complain. Hey, just a little bit of difficulty with service delivery, eh? Post office had me held up for days.
Standard procedure.
For days, my boy.
Yeah.
I'm here.
What was the issue?
Bruh. I get there, I'm like, yo, listen, I'm looking to renew my license disc. Okay, you need to go get this and this. So I went back, I got all that jazz, and I come back. Now they want to tell me I need to go get something else. And I'm like, why did you just tell me from the start?
You see, this is how we end up riding dirty.
Why?
Because you guys make it too much of a slip to be clean, bro. We just might as well ride dirty. All right, so like I said, we're in the building with Last Chance Seattle. We're just going to hear a little bit from them, what's up with them. The reason why they are here is because we have a fucking awesome show for Youth Day tomorrow at Giles Restaurant in Craigall Park. Crazy lineup. It starts at 1 o'clock. There's one band starting at 1 o'clock. That's Last Chance Seattle. From 2 to 4, we have stand-up comedy with myself as your host and a whole bunch of comedians in the lineup. Deep Fried Man will be headlining that, which is going to be insane. And then we have Dave Martian, who we've also had on the show previously. He's going to be there on the ones and twos from 4 to 6. So it's a youth day, man. That's what we're calling it. And it's 100 rand that gets you in. First 50 people get a drink. So essentially it's 50 rand to get in. And it's going to be a jump, man. It's going to be so, so epic. So just in light of that, we're going to get to know the guys. I'm going to start with you here, Travis, since you're the closest to me. All right. Tell us who you are in the band. What do you do? And just in general, what your vibe is.
Okay, well, I'm a recent drummer to Last Chance Seattle.
Yeah.
They actually ditched me, but they please come back, please. Not much to say, really.
The drummer, so I heard the drummer's the guy who gets the pussy, though, so is that true?
Well, no. Yeah, he's the only single one, so like...
Yeah. Oh, okay, oh, shit, yes. So you guys don't really have a choice. Really?
No, he's a free agent.
Oh, okay. That's a lie.
Wow. I know all of these superstars out here, whether they cuffed or not, they still wear
Hey, don't expose the homies. One of the girls are listening.
You must know the truth. Yeah, baby, I'm here for you.
No, but you guys do look like a bunch of rock stars, man, and I'm really excited to perform tomorrow with you. It's going to be so, so epic. Youth Day at Giles Restaurant, guys. 100 rand gets you in. First 50 people get a free drink, and it's going to be popping, man. It's going to be really popping. Travis is the drummer, so any single ladies out there, you know where to find him. And yeah, we're moving on to you, Daniel, what's up? Tell the people
what's up, guys. Okay, I'm the bass guitarist. I'm the best guitarist, actually.
Yeah, that too.
I know, so not much to say there.
that's all I get from bass, like
stuff with the bass, man.
Yeah. But it's cool. Like I like bass guitar. I like anything bass.
Well,
really.
Me too. Yes.
Yeah. Well, obviously, Daniel. Obviously. All right. And yourself, Richard?
Yeah. Okay. I do lead vocals and I play rhythm guitar.
Oh, okay. Lead vocalist.
Yeah.
All right. So, are you the brainchild behind the band? Because everybody has this perception that the lead vocalist is the guy. Are you? How did you guys come together?
Well, you know, James, you'll speak to him now.
Oh, cool.
He's my brother.
Oh, okay.
We started jamming together. We're actually violinists.
Oh,
And then we started a band, and then we added Daniel, and then recently Travis.
Oh,
okay. We've been going for about a year and a half or so.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say, like, anyone's really the brains.
Yeah, you guys are just musicians. Yeah. Okay, then over to you, James. You popping here with your shades and shit.
What's up,
looking all dapper with your Michael Jackson jacket.
You gotta be wearing shades.
Dog, yeah, you gotta
That's
be pushing
swag,
it.
It's shiny in the studio. It's shiny in the studio.
It is, though. We all bright stars up in this bitch, dog. Yeah, so what's your story, James?
Yeah, so I'm the lead guitarist and, creative genius. Rich and I started the band when we were like we were working in a restaurant together, funnily enough, and we used to like take our guitars down to the bottom area. There was like a little chill section at the bottom. We used to just wait until everyone left and then go practice down there, and then eventually I was like, hey Dan, do you want to learn how to play bass? And he was like, yeah, sick. And then he just came, and yeah, since then we've been like trying to make waves.
Yeah, so how long is that exactly?
Must be about 2 years.
Yeah, about two years. Yeah.
All right. Wow. Yeah. Okay. That's a good enough time. You know, how do you guys feel about your bond? I know, I feel like Travis is the black sheep over here. Why are you guys
in the corner?
Yeah, sitting in the corner. Yeah. How did you include Travis? Where did you guys?
The controversy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, we started off with a drummer called Jesse, and he's immigrating overseas.
Okay.
When he left, we had to find another drummer. We did some auditions. We picked Travis, then we went in another direction, and then we called him back, and we begged for him to play with us, and now here he sits.
Oh, okay. So what were you doing before these guys called you?
Nothing, actually.
Oh, just sitting on
just,
the couch.
Yeah, just chilling.
getting inches.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Probably. So they incorporated into the lifestyle, the rock star lifestyle. Tell me what it's like. I'll go to you, Daniel. What it's like being a rock star in South Africa in this day and age? I mean, we've just got the 90% local play.
Very exciting. Like when we heard that, we were like, oh my goodness, that's amazing.
Yeah.
But I mean, like being a rock star in Joburg, it's quite hard.
Okay, so like, you guys are primarily based in Joburg?
I mean, James and Richard live in Pretoria.
Okay.
Because James goes to Tux, I go to Wits. These two old motherfuckers
go out,
yes.
So how long have you been at Wits? Because I know it's a hard time.
Only
to
year,
get out of there,
only
bro.
1 year.
It's a hard time.
Yeah. Everybody says that, but I mean, like, I do 4 subjects. James does like 7.
What
I
are you
like,
studying?
General BA, psychology.
Cool.
Philosophy.
Oh, dope. I did philosophy at Rose.
Very interesting.
I love philosophy, dude. I'm a philosophy by nature. I mean, you know, everybody's a thinker, and philosophy teaches you how to think in different ways.
And how to argue.
And a lot of the times people have this negative connotation to the word argument. Argument is beautiful. Debate is lovely. You have to, in order to be an educated person, you have to be able to suspend your beliefs to entertain another. And I think philosophy coaches you with that.
I mean,
that's
it's like the most pointless thing to study in terms of getting a job. But I mean, in terms of like
living a
mental
good life,
processing, it's amazing.
Yeah, that's Enjoy cool, it. Man. No, I love BA. To be a Bachelor of Arts is amazing. Arts is the most incredible thing in the world. So yeah, fuck this. There's this stigma against BA kids. We rock, dog. We rock. Don't ever be ashamed about it. And you were saying you do 7 subjects there, Richard.
James,
what are you studying?
I'm studying BA music.
Okay. Even doper.
Yeah,
where?
So, Tux. Yeah. In
Pretoria. Oh, at Tux. And what's the music scene like there?
I don't want to call people out here. But
call them out, dog. Call them out. You're on Kip Central right now. We call everybody out.
Okay, let me just say that it speaks to the music industry, I feel, especially with rock artists. It's like there's this like stigma where people have their cliques, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, ain't nobody going to get in your clique. Like, you can try
no new friends.
Yeah, literally. No one is allowed in your clique unless, like, they've been there.
Mm.
So, like, even in the music department and... I'm going to be calling people out.
Are you part of the cool kids or are you kind of sidelined?
I am part of the outcast. I'm literally the black sheep of
the
outcast.
Okay.
I'm, like, I'm the one outside having a smoke and, like, everyone else is inside, like, practicing their flute.
Yeah, because I did IMS as well at Rose in my final year. Instrumental music studies. So, there's people who do, like, violin, guitar, voice, I'm sure.
Yeah, and is that what you're doing there? Jazz voice. Yeah.
Oh, that's so awesome.
There's also like the jazz people. They're cool. Like they're down to earth. But always. A lot of them classical people. They tend to be very stuck.
Musicians
up.
Are weird people. They are like weird. They're especially like, they're classical people, musicians.
Yeah. Interesting story though. Like we all started as classical musicians.
Oh, I mean, okay.
Like, Travis, he played in orchestra. drums in the orchestra, yes.
Yeah,
yeah. What orchestra? I forgot the name.
Did I play in an orchestra?
Yes, you did. Oh. You told me you played in an orchestra.
I didn't think I played in an orchestra.
Okay, that's weird.
Maybe the last laugh of mine, maybe I played.
Okay.
No, and then like James and Richard are classically trained violinists, as they told
you. No, that's cool. You need to learn where the roots of music come from, and that's where you learn it, essentially. We're talking about the 90% local play. How do you think that's going to affect South African art, South African musicians? Because I personally see a huge explosion of the good artists in South Africa, the great artists. Yeah, Richard, what do you have to say?
Yeah, I mean, I think it can only be a good thing. It's not gonna change anything unless the quality of the artists improves. I mean, there's a lot of people out there, and I think we're seen as South African artists. We're seen as substandard to anything overseas.
I just don't believe that.
I don't believe it either. But I just think it's also the platform you're given.
Yeah.
If you're playing with the big boys, you learn to play with the big boys. If you're always seen as kind of a second fiddle, then you're always gonna
play second fiddle.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So I think we've got an immense amount of talent here.
Yeah.
100%. Across the board in any entertainment genre. We are dope. I've seen a lot, especially in comedy. You don't just see the comedy, you see music as well. You interact with other entertainers as we are now. So I definitely think there's going to be a huge spike in the arts and entertainment industry in general. I think if you're not in the arts right now, you're going to miss out on the biggest explosion of art. It's definitely going to be revolutionary, I believe. So that's great. And I wanted to know as well from you, Travis, since you came in, what did you feel about the style of the band? Because there seems to have been like changes in style, because I've listened to some of your stuff on SoundCloud, which I think is really, really dope. Cheers. We're going to play one of your songs later called Someone Else.
Yeah.
Someone Else. Okay, cool. So what do you, in fact, let me go to you, Daniel. Tell me about your style first and how you guys came up with that sound.
Well, in the beginning, we were just like, okay, let's create a band. And whatever came out is, well, what came out, we called it grunge. Because, I mean, Richard's got the raspy vocals. James has got, like, Jimi Hendrix-style guitar playing. And it's it came together like that. But, I mean, since then, we've developed so much. Like, we can't call ourselves a grunge band anymore.
Okay.
Like, because from our early stuff to the stuff we're writing now, thanks to Travis. Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Cool. That's where you come in.
Yeah, no, he's added a lot of, like, good things into our style. And
yeah,
like,
so what would you call it now? Who are your influences, essentially?
Oof, I mean, I think originally our influences, bands like Incubus, Nirvana, Jimi Hendrix, obviously, I mean, Led Zeppelin. It's all the stuff that we've been listening to over the years, and that's kind of, as a musician and as an artist, I think you are an amalgamation of all your influences.
Everything you've ever listened
to. Yeah, that's what you are. You kind of build and find things you like, and you add it all to the mix. So, I mean, originally we did sound very, like, very grungy, very, like, Nirvana-y.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's developing into kind of a more new age kind of rock.
Okay. Yeah. And what do you think about South African rock? Because I love A-King. That's my favorite band in the world.
Yeah,
not even in South Africa. I love their lyrical content, especially on Against All Odds. I think that's one of the most perfect albums they've ever released.
It's a fantastic album.
Yeah. And what do you think about South African rock? Where it is? Does it have a future? Because a lot of people say rock is dying. And I know that's on an international space, but I'm saying in South Africa. Let me go to you, James, actually. In South Africa, where do you think rock is going?
Well, from our experience with gigging and stuff, we what we're trying to do is start sort of a movement, sort of like a, I don't know what we called it, like a, I don't know, like revolution. just a, like a revolution of all the like-minded rock musicians and bands and stuff, and get them together and form our own little, because like I don't know if you like know the Cape Town scene.
Yeah,
that they everyone knows each other. They all like play with each other. They help each other out.
Yeah,
you're not really mainstream. That's what you're trying to say.
We are kind of against mainstream, and the only way you get that to become sort of new mainstream by getting all the like-minded artists together and starting like a trend.
So you'd say in Cape Town, they're more supportive of the arts, and people work together to get to... Yeah, we actually spoke about this with Zane Valley, the sound engineer who was here a couple of weeks ago. He said that they went to the Red Bull Studios thing, and apparently the culture there is just so much more supportive. And what I say is that I think Joburg is just so competitive.
It really is.
And sometimes we have to learn to let go of that, because that competition kind of just stifles what we're trying to do.
And then you end up having a gig where a band will come and they'll bring their own fans, like 50 people.
Just mention names here.
I'm not going to mention names. We played with
Newtown Knife Gang and Facing the Gallows.
Yeah, we played a gig with them, and basically Newtown played. No, in fact, no. Facing the Gallows played. We played first. We opened for them, and like our fans came and they stayed to the end. And then the Facing the Gallows people came in. The fans came in. They jammed. Facing the Gallows was playing amazingly.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they went off stage, fans fucked off.
Okay.
And then Newtown went up. Whole
completely
new group,
different.
New group of people came in, listened to their shit, and then left. So it's like the fans have become like linked to specific artists, and they don't listen to the rest. And like, if that's what we're trying to like fight, basically.
To keep people there.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but don't you also think that it's like an artist's responsibility to try and encourage their fans to stay behind and listen? I mean after your set, you could always just say, yo, no, stay tuned, stay around, stick around, we've got another awesome epic band that's going to be playing next.
Yeah, like we always try and do that, and it usually works. But the thing is, we have quite a limited following, because we haven't had the resources to sort of get up. Yeah, the Seattle lies. So and you can't, like, we have the same group, and we can't keep bringing them to every single gig, because we're trying to gig as much as we can to sort of get that stage experience as much, like, and also with Travis, the new driver, trying to get him in and
get incorporated in what your culture is.
Yeah.
So Travis, tell me what it's like to be on stage with Last Chance Seattle. You guys on stage at a show, what is that like? Do you guys get wasted before shows, like drinking? What do you do?
Well, to be honest with you, this will be my first show with him.
Oh, okay. Hectic.
Yeah,
okay.
Tomorrow.
Cool.
So we still yet to find out.
Oh, but you rehearsed together.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me about the rehearsal process. What is that like? Where does it take place?
In the beginning, it was very interesting. I battled learning, obviously, their music, the style of their drummer previously. So basically, a lot has changed. Some of their original songs before we started writing a few. I think we've written two.
Yeah.
New ones, so it has changed. I had to change, obviously, so, you know, to get my own feeling involved. You know, and
change
feel
is
the
good,
music.
Bro.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. So it's been hard, but it's been awesome. I mean, it's been absolutely amazing. What an experience to
play
with them.
Yeah,
it's been amazing.
Yeah, man, and I'm so excited for this. I'm glad that you. I wish we had like a sound for that.
You look kind of nervous. Are you still on probation or something?
No, just a tad nervous.
Better bring your A game, brother.
The people are listening, and they love us, bro. This is home for us. All three of them, all three of our fans. I just play. But yeah, glad to know that you'll be breaking your virginity with us.
Thanks.
on the youth day. Yeah.
Better bring lube.
Okay, so tell me, Daniel, a little bit about what you think about Youth Day and what art has to do to encourage the youth and move forward as a people generation.
Yeah, well, tough question. Like when I first saw like you guys inviting us into this gig, I was like, it's such a cool thing to get all the youth together on Youth Day to have this like huge concert, and like it moves us forward.
Yeah.
Like
because I've always believed that art is the leader of change.
Exactly.
In any environment, you know, art influences what we do, because everybody listens to music and everybody's influenced by their idols, the music that they listen to. So I think it's important that on the show itself, we not only make music, we inspire. And I think we do that by virtue of being artists, by doing what we do, but also to physically say to people like, listen, guys, it's Youth Day. We need to recognize where we come from, where we are, and where we want to be.
Forget all the shit
somehow.
That's going on.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
Country,
let's change it now. Let's okay. It's been rough, and it still will be rough. But we have the vision now. We're free now. We're all free. Mm. So that means we can change. We can create change inside change. Anyway, my name is Malcolm Julie. You are with the worst guys. I'm chilling with Last Chance Seattle. If you guys want to holler at us, you can call us on 0861-555-189, and you can also hit up Cliff Central on Twitter at cliffcentral.com. And we're on Twitter at @_worstguys. Hit us up. Let us know what you're thinking. If you guys love Last Chance Seattle and you're liking what you're hearing, hit them up on Twitter as Last Chance
Last
SEA.
Yes, SEA.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. We're just having a dope chat, finding out what they bring it to the table at Youth Day tomorrow, because we have this awesome show at Giles Restaurant just to celebrate our youth and what we can do. So I'm going to play a track of yours called Someone Else. Tell me a little bit about the track, Richard.
I mean, we wrote this one, maybe must have been about a year ago. And it's the single off our EP, which is available on SoundCloud. You can download it for free. We kind of, we're not trying to sell it. Initially, we were going to try and do the iTunes thing and monetize it. But, you know, for where we're coming from, the music industry as it is right now, we'd rather give it out to people, let them enjoy it. That's why we wrote it. We're not trying to get like, you know, $100 our iTunes account. It's more about just giving
it out. A lot more artists are doing that these days. I don't know how much you guys are into hip hop, but Chance the Rapper is a big American rapper, and he released all his music in his latest album, Coloring Book, on iTunes, SoundCloud, all the rest of it for free. And it's kind of revolutionary because he's an independent artist as well, which I very much believe in. Because there's a lot of gatekeepers in the industry, wouldn't you think, James? There's a lot of people trying to hold young artists back. I'm telling you, we need to dig a tunnel.
Yeah.
You know, we need to find an alternative route. And independent art is what I think is the alternative route.
I mean, the industry's changed so much these days. It's hard to even kind of guess where it's going to go. But you can't even compare it to what it was 20, 30 years ago. It's nothing like that. So you kind of, you've got to find other ways of making a living doing what you love.
Yeah.
And it's not easy.
It's really not.
I mean, it's a lot harder than it used to be. But a lot of that is just getting the music out there, getting a fan base. You know, and back to what you're saying about rock music. I mean, it's kind of in a weird place right now. And there's a lot of great rock music coming out of this country right now. The following is kind of building, but it's also kind of in flux at the moment.
It's fragmented.
It
almost
is. You know, there's a lot of people listening to EDM, and the EDM crowd are very clicky. That's all they listen to. They don't want to hear about
rock. Pop Marley, listen to some EDM, baby.
Do you think rock is getting the recognition it should in South Africa, though?
You know what? I wouldn't say it is. But that's, again, it's all down to the fans. If there are more fans and the existing clubs are making money and you're getting full shows, then it makes more sense, and more clubs are opening, you build a bigger scene. And that's where, I mean, especially in Joburg and Gauteng, the scene is very fractured, like James was saying. It's hell of a you know, I listen to them and I only listen to them.
I see a lot of you know, gigs being pushed for hip hop artists, you know, and R&B artists locally, but I don't see much of the rock stars being put on in terms of gigs. How's that for you? How do you guys find that differently?
I'd agree with you. It's a weird thing. I mean, you play some shows and it's dead. You're playing to an empty club, and then the next show you play, it's packing out. Like,
what's the least amount of people you've performed to?
I think we played for about 5 people the one time.
Yeah. And you killed
it. Killed it. Those 5 people.
Those are the shows that show your true talent. Whether you can still
We have a caller. We have a caller on the line. Just hold up. Let's see what the homies are saying. Hello. Hello. Can you hear? Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, and you?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you for tuning in to The Worst Guys. What's your name?
Tanya.
Tanya. Tanya. Hi, Tanya. What's up? What do you have to say?
Liam's also here.
Hello, Travis.
Hi, Travis. I work with these people.
Oh, that's cool. Showing some love. Calling, showing some love.
Yeah.
Hi, Tanya. Do you have a question, or did you want
to
just?
The radio is trying to get you throw bones. As well now.
Say what?
So we're very impressed that even the radio is trying to get you chicks as well now.
You see, that's we're all working for each other out here, because, you know, women always give us bats, so we're working, we're trying to get us through balls
stick
for
together.
The homies.
Yeah.
So Tanya, is there anything specific you'd like to ask or say, or are you just sending a shout out?
No, we just all wanted to phone in and tell him that it was awesome listening to you guys.
That is super. That is super, super awesome, Tanya. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a fantastic day. Are you coming to the show tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll be there tomorrow.
Oh,
yeah.
Fucking yeah. A. Thank you so much for the call, Tanya, and thank you for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow, right?
Give
cheers,
Travis
cheers
a raise.
Liam.
Give him a raise.
Oh, yeah. Cool. That was dope. Young fan there. young fan that you... Well, you work with them, but I mean, they listen to your music, so they're your fans.
Great to know,
They're your fans. All right. Just before we do take the break, I just want to find out your biggest deal. Your biggest deal. What is the biggest performance you've had thus far, Daniel?
Well, like when Devin from Smugglers, he said, listen, guys, I've got you a gig with Newtown Knife Gang and Facing the Gallows. Like, that was a really big gig for us, because, I mean, there must have been about 300-400 people in this tiny Smugglers place. And it was very cool. Like, really, just besides the clickiness of the audience, it was still a very cool gig to play to that many people.
Mm. Yeah, that's dope. Would you agree? Same show?
Yeah, yeah. Richard? I mean, we also played the St. Stithians Rugby Festival.
Oh, that
Joburg.
Must have been cool. Yeah, I used to love going to that.
Yeah, no, it's good fun. And I mean, it was raining, but we played in the rain and we just we
rocked. Nice. Yeah. No, that's dope, bro. Yeah. All right, cool, man. It's been so dope chatting and getting to know you guys. Travis, you've been a little quiet and shy.
Yeah. First time.
Yeah. You're just trying to keep it cool.
We might have to give him a call later, like when he gets home. Like, listen, Travis, it's not working out, man. Sorry.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised. It's happened once before.
All right. No, it's been really cool getting to know you guys, and I'm really excited about our show tomorrow. For those of you who are listening right now, we still have Deep Fried Man coming into the studio in the second half. And we also have the Worst Token making a showing as usual. We get to chat to him and listen to what his perspectives are on what's been going on. There's been a lot of crazy shit. And the news, we'll give you the news because, you know, we don't want the youth to be idiots. So, yeah, stay tuned. We're going to play a track by Last Chance Seattle called Someone Else. That was Someone Else by Last Chance Seattle. Yeah, man, I like the sound. I really, really do like the sound. How long did it take you to come up with that, Richard?
You know, it's a weird, like with any creative process, it's either going to be quick or it's going to be slow. That one was actually pretty quick. I think we wrote that song in like an hour.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then like other songs will take like weeks of working with it.
Or years. Like sometimes you write something from ages ago and then you're like, oh shit, I still have this thing, this unfinished body of work.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me just work on that.
And that's kind of what we're doing at the moment with bringing on a new drummer, because he brings in a whole new artistic kind of point of view. So we're kind of re-going through our older songs and freshening them up.
And what's your discography like? How many EPs do you have out, or whatever you released to go check out?
Yeah, we just got the one EP out now, and that's the one you can download on SoundCloud for free.
What's it called?
That's called Otherness.
Otherness.
Yeah,
okay.
And there's that at the moment, and then we're going to go back into studio soon. We've got about 3 or 4 tracks we need to record now. Again, I think we're just going to dump it onto SoundCloud, let people download it for free. Get feedback.
All right, cool. So one more question before I kick you guys out of here. I just want to find out from you, what is the craziest rock star experience thus far? Rock star experience. Who's the rock star? James, you look like the rock star with your shades on here, bro.
Craziest rock star experience.
Yeah, like anything that's happened to you guys that you're like, whoa, this would have never happened if I was still doing accounting.
Let's do this as a collaboration, guys. I feel like I'm going to
I'll tell you the one. We had some guy like kind of barge onto the stage and like wanted to play drums with us, so like he kind of like tried to snatch the drumsticks out of the drummer's hand. We had to like push him off stage while we're playing.
Yeah, he was that obviously wasted, right?
Yeah, no, he was wasted. Like, yeah, I love his enthusiasm. Yeah, like, keep that in the front of the stage, buddy.
Yeah.
A couple of times I've hit Richard in the face with my guitar. That was fun.
Was there a reason for
that? Not on purpose. Just by mistake. Yeah, no, like, because when you're thrashing out,
we
just trade hits all the time.
Yeah,
every gig, like, I'll have one here.
Have you guys ever had like a crazy mosh pit come out from your shit?
Yeah. There was that. We played a gig in Centurion at Rad, I think it was. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and we played like our first song, and then there were like maybe 10 people, and then halfway through the first song there were like 50 people came from outside and they like rushed the stage. It was really cool.
Dope. No, like I said, it's been dope hanging with you guys. We're just gonna go into a little bit of the news and what's been popping. We just waited for Deep Fried Man. He'll be here soon, and then we can have a little bit of a chat with him. I also want to talk to him about this politics stuff, but yeah, man, it's been really dope hanging out with you guys. Okay, so for y'all out there, the youth, we have some news going on, and this week has been quite a crazy week, if you ask me. First and foremost, the Orlando shooting, which was fucking crazy. You guys, actually, just chip in until Deep Fried Man comes. You can just comment on what's been going on. We might as well all talk about it. The Orlando shooting. How do you feel about it? Obviously, it was a hate crime. He went in there and he killed about 50 people.
I feel like when he stepped up in there, he was on that meme vibe. He was like, ha! Game! not that I have anything against them. No. But I'm just saying.
That's just what his vibe was.
He was going mental.
I don't know. I mean, I heard. I watch a lot of CNN, and like, I heard that he'd been going to that club and like hitting it up with dudes there for like 3 years beforehand.
Oh, really?
He was a regular.
He probably got fucked over by some guys. Like, yeah. You know what?
He never called me.
Yeah. Exactly.
That motherfucker.
Yeah. So it's a bit of a tragedy. A bit. That's an understatement. It is a tragedy, but like, I don't know, how do we solve homophobia? What do we do? Because for the most part, the people I engage with, the people I know, are clued up. They woke, in inverted commas. How do we solve homophobia?
I don't know. I think we should ask the gay member of the band, Daniel. Daniel.
Openly
homosexual. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Daniel, do you have an opinion on it? Do you think? no, not even if you're like, even if you're not gay. I mean,
Daniel, why are you looking at me like that?
Shit. Oh shit, it's in here now. Yeah, so the Orlando shooting was a pretty big deal. Prayers and condolences to anybody who lost anybody in that situation. And what else? Oh, in local news, Oscar Pistorius is back. It's season 3 of the Oscar Pistorius trial. It's like, yeah, it's the most boring trial though. I'm so over it. Actually, it's going on live right now. Nell again slams Pistorius for giving a TV interview and not testifying during his sentence hearing. This guy's even doing TV interviews. He's saying jail is depressing and sad. He can't handle it. Like, what is jail supposed to be?
If I was Oscar, I would just quit right now because my lawyer fees are already more than I can afford, obviously.
Dude, that white privilege money got him, though. He's sorted.
There's nothing he can do. He's lost all of his sponsors. Where is he going to get the money from now?
He was stupid enough to be aggressive towards the prison guards.
Yeah. And he's been crying and shit in court now. Like, are we supposed to feel sorry for him?
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. The fact that we're even discussing his mental situation and health at length.
Afterwards?
Yeah, it's like, no, it's been a while. It's been more than a year. But I mean, why do we care? Why do we care if Oscar is feeling depressed in jail? What? Yeah, it's
that's
fucking
kind of the point,
jail.
Dude. And maybe if you weren't aggressive, you get invited to all the prison parties.
Yeah. I'm sure they exist. And also, maybe.
Cell 5, it's popping.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, maybe if you weren't a murderer, you wouldn't be there in the first place. So, fuck you, Oscar. I hope you get anally raped a lot.
So do I.
Yeah. So I'm over that guy. I'm tired of this series. It's getting boring now. We're all just trying to find a reason why he should not be in jail when we shouldn't be entertaining him at all.
Yeah, but that just goes to show that the bad man always wins.
I don't know, dude. I'm starting to change my mind, change my perspective. The good always wins.
No,
like movies like Creed show you, dog. The old school good always triumphs.
Yeah, thank you. Movies. Let's bring it back to reality.
Yeah. But they're dope because we like that shit. We aspire to be great and good. So I definitely think good will win.
The funniest thing about that movie is like I was watching it in the movie theater, and you see all the men when the credits end. All the men are bawling, crying.
Like, oh.
The women just like stand up and like, what are you doing? The men
just
are like,
hitting each other. Yeah. Oh, and this is the spiciest news for me. Okay, so the ANC Youth League has accused the DA of being behind a fundraising campaign to help Penny Sparrow pay the 150,000 rand fine she was fined for her racist rant.
Oh my God.
So it's an accusation, first and foremost. It's but there's always a reason. The homie Deep Fried Man is in the building. All right, you guys can fuck off now. That's all we're waiting for.
Nice.
No, but thank you so much. No, for real, you guys have been dope. Daniel, you can just take the seat right here. No, seriously, fuck off. Yeah. Oh, wait, cool hanging out with you guys. You guys can chill right here outside. There's a window mic there, so if you can hear it from outside, you can just chirp from there. Because, we really want to talk about the news and what's been popping off recently. Good afternoon, Daniel.
How you doing?
You feel like you've been through the most to get here, brother.
Yeah, man. Sandton is a complete and utter write-off at the moment.
Yeah, I know. The traffic coming this way is insane. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, down Oxford Road. Don't take Oxford Road. That's all I can say.
What's happening? Is there anything in particular, an accident, or is it just the way it is?
No, there's just roadworks.
Okay.
The whole of Sandton is being built.
Yeah. All over again.
Yeah, the thing to do is to get on the N1 South if you can and get there. I don't know why I'm giving traffic advice.
So, just
to give you your traffic report, there is the whole of Sandton is a fuck up. Leave Sandton.
Yeah.
And never come back. That is Deep Fried Man with your traffic report. Back to you, Mark.
It still surprises me that it's still so packed in Sandton, even after all these bomb threats and things like that, you know?
Exactly. Hey. That's what I've been doing, is phoning in with these threats every second day to try and clear some space.
Yeah, doesn't work. Yeah, it really doesn't.
Tell me something. Who are the worst guys?
The worst guys? The worst guys is us. We're right here. We're in your group.
But it's you and?
And Rehab. This is Rehab. I've never met Rehab.
I've never met Rehab.
This is Rehab. Rehab.
Rehab?
Yes, yes.
His name is Rehab.
That's my name. You said it right. Well done, Deep Fry.
Yeah, so now in future, if you invite me on, I can just say, no, I'm sorry. They try to make me go to rehab, but
Every single time you grab yourself a microphone there, brother. I mean, earphones. Yeah. So we are.
Why do I need headphones?
So you can hear yourself, like how the people. Now
I can hear myself, and I'm sorry, I don't like it. I'm taking them off.
Oh, okay, cool.
I don't like my voice.
Oh, I see.
Shit voice.
No, so we.
So why did your mother call you Rehab? That's not nice of her.
Rehab. It's I actually got the name in high school when I was playing basketball. My name is just too long to call on the basketball court. By the time you finish,
I thought you said my name is just too liney or something.
No, but
then you're like, my name
cool.
is just too long.
It's too cool to start off with, and it's too long.
What is it?
Riabetswe.
Riabetswe. Riabetswe. Be proud in your name. I will call you Riabetswe. No, sure. Rehab. I can see what they did there.
Yeah.
I can see why they turned it into Rehab.
It's dope.
But now.
We are some young comedians. We've only been in the game for about a year. We did a show at Carnival City together. We're making moves. We've got this Cliff Central thing. But yeah, we're young and
I feel like I've just made you spend a lot of your show just describing who you are.
People
who are listening probably know who you are already.
Yeah, but you wanted to know. This is about you, Daniel.
That also sounds bad. Like, I just rock up at a show and I'm like, where am I?
Yeah, who the fuck are you
who
guys?
Is this?
Actually,
who is this?
No, it's cool. We're glad to have you.
But you know what's
Daniel.
Quite bad is that I was just on my way. I was listening to 702 because you can't get Cliff Central in your car.
Yeah,
and Azania Masako is off. And there's this lady called Pamelo, and she's the replacement. And then she had this guy on her show, and this guy just obviously didn't know that there was a replacement. So this guy's like the whole time is saying, yes, Azania, yes. And just calling her Azania, and it's like this white guy, and it just makes it much worse that it's a white guy. And can't tell that it's not Azania.
That's
really
so
funny.
Yeah, it's really funny.
I would say
be
tune
like
in.
Us calling you John Flismas all of a sudden.
No, but people do call me John Flismas all the time.
Really?
People think, do you know how many people that come up to me in the supermarket and they say, you're that comedian guy? And I'm like, yes, I am. And then they're like,
can we take a picture with you, John?
Steve Hoffmeyer roast or whatever. I wasn't on the Steve Hoffmeyer roast. But he says it happens to him too. He was in Botswana. For some reason, I'm big in Botswana. Everyone was like, where's the guitar?
And no.
Like,
at least you're international.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's cool,
I'm international. I've performed in Botswana, Zimbabwe, Lesotho, Swaziland.
Yeah.
And South Africa.
Pimping all over the world.
Five countries.
Yeah, that's super dope. I'm really glad to have Deep Fried Man in the building with the worst guys. We are having a show tomorrow, which we've been talking about a little bit. It's a youth day show. It's going to be massive. 100 Rand gets you in. First 50 people get a drink. And Deep Fried Man will be headlining the show.
And who's on the lineup?
Who's on the lineup? Well, Tyson Gubeni's on it. Glenn Biederman Pam is on it.
Oh, wow.
Ebenezer Dibakwan is on it.
Oh, wow.
Who was the last one? Prince might be
there.
Oh,
wow. That's
because
just,
he's coming
too
from
many
Cape
people.
Town. No. The comedy is 2 hours, dude.
You're giving people too much quality for their money.
Yeah,
if
exactly.
People think they can get that many comedians for 100 Rand, then if you get to a show and you paid 100 Rand and there's only like 4 comedians, you're going to walk out.
Yeah, that's what
you
I was
You guys
thinking.
Are raising the bar too high.
The thing is, let me tell you, we just started this gig at Jazz that we do every fortnight. So we're trying to build a brand in the neighborhood.
I love Jazz.
Yeah, Jazz is cool.
Jazz is good. Have you had the ribs there?
Yeah.
No. We both performed there, but I think we actually need to stop saying we just started because we've been running this gig for a while now.
I don't know. I don't think 4 months. We've been running the gig at Jazz like not even 4 months, like maybe 3 max. We started in the beginning of the year.
Yeah, but we've had one too many shows to start saying that we've just started. But
yeah,
it's been a while though.
And I love Jazz as well. And we're performing in that restaurant deck. It's during the day. So
amazing ribs. That's what I remember. I used to live down the road.
Oh,
they've
cool.
Got beer, cold beer.
Yeah,
got
yeah,
it.
Yeah. They've got it all down.
They've got other things. They've got a range of liquors that you can drink and foods that you can eat. And there's going to be comedy and people doing the comedy on the microphone. And it's going to be
yeah.
funny. People,
and there's also a musical comedy and then a DJ afterwards, Dave Martian. So guys,
no! Dave, you got Dave Martian?
Yeah.
Extremely rare for Dave Martian to come out and do a public appearance like that. These days.
Why?
I don't know. These days he's too big. He only
yeah,
does
he's blowing
massive
up.
arena shows. So I'm glad that he's doing a smaller show now.
No, well,
and that band that you had, now, aren't they American?
No. They're South African. They're Joburg based.
What are they called?
Last Chance
Seattle. No, but I've heard, no, they might be South African based, but I hear that they're like number one on the charts in America.
Oh,
they're
wow.
blowing up. They've just come back from a world tour. Why do I have to tell you guys this
stuff? Dude,
We
literally just had the conversation with them. I asked them what their biggest achievement was, and they told me playing with like New Fish Knife Gang or something.
They're just
like
being
that.
Modest.
They're just being modest.
Those
so
guys are
fault.
Always like that. They're just always being modest
it's
like that.
It's their fault that they didn't rep themselves.
They don't have the swag, yeah. you know? Like, that's the problem with rock bands as opposed to hip hop.
Yeah.
Know? Like, imagine if like Coldplay were to come out to the track and they're like, yeah, we are balling. Everybody, millions of record sales.
I think Coldplay
and
could
then,
do it.
And then they come out with a song like, fuck you, Radiohead.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Radiohead has to come with a song like a beef, like the first,
rock and roll beef. Yeah, we're just talking about.
Has there ever been rock and roll beef, though?
Just oh, no, there's a guy, well, what's his name from Oasis? He just shoots his mouth off all the time. I've just picked up a water in your studio.
You can have
started
it.
Started drinking it. I don't know who it belongs
yeah,
to.
There's no Bill Cosby here.
There's no Bill Cosby here.
Yeah, so go okay. ahead and drink it.
So, what were we just talking about? We were talking about...
Rock
Silence,
and
rock and roll beef. Oh yeah, Noel Gallagher from Oasis. Yeah. He always starts beef with like anyone or everyone. You know, Pulp and Oasis, that was the first rock and roll beef. When I was like younger, there was the Britpop thing. There was Pulp and Oasis were two huge bands. They hated each other. And every like, they didn't put it in the songs, which is unfortunate. But every interview you heard, they were going on about each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, but nobody died. There's not like Tupac and Biggie where people are getting shot in... outside
which
strip clubs
I think is
shit.
A little bit unfortunate yeah. because if I was to choose between Biggie dying and Oasis I would choose Oasis personally yeah. that's just me maybe.
Alright, cool, so we're just going through some news that I'm actually keen to hear your opinion on, and let's actually get the Worst Token involved. I feel like you guys will get a vibe. This is the Worst Token. Essentially,
do you know what I feel? I feel like this entire show has been happening like there's a guy here, a third guy the entire time.
He's
I've not acknowledged him in any way. I don't know who he is. I don't know why he's here, and I'm looking forward to an explanation of some kind.
Are we going to get a high five? Yeah, but eh?
Get a high five. He's a booter.
Yeah, we're doing a
if
half
you,
five.
You like
doing
a yeah, high five, and because you're drinking my water, but it's fine, eh?
Okay, so essentially, our crew, the Worst Guys, is all black.
And because you are on Cliff Central, they were like, you need
a white
guy.
Token. No, not because we're on Cliff Central, because, you know, we like to see how the white side lives every now and again. You know, you peep into the privilege. So he gives us that
lovely.
Opportunity.
It's quite
I can
lovely.
Imagine.
You should come
it
over
looks,
sometime.
It looks nice.
W-E-E, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're
actually just talking about privilege because we're talking about the news. And I also want to get your opinion on this.
I think
this,
it's really nice
token.
That you're giving this guy a chance.
Yeah,
he seems like a nice fellow.
Yeah, he is. He's my favorite.
Thanks, guys.
He's my favorite white guy. After you, Daniel. Okay, so anyway, we're talking about...
I don't even know if I am
you're
white.
You're Jewish,
I'm
right?
Jewish.
So yeah, you're like...
No one knows...
You're more black than blacks.
Well, no one knows if being Jewish is a religion or a race. Like, I don't know if anyone
doesn't
knows.
Doesn't the nose have something to do with it?
I just think you can use it. You can use it when you feel like it being... When you're like, no, I'm not white.
Oh, and
you can
say, okay.
Nah,
I'm
Jewish.
A Jew.
Yeah,
okay. So that kind of puts you in with the black people. Like, Drake did it.
Except it's a bit unfair because under apartheid, it's not like we weren't... given privileges like every other white person. We were considered white under apartheid, but now that apartheid's over, I'm kind of like, but wait, I'm not white.
Yeah, yeah,
so it's
yeah.
a bit unfair.
So we're talking about the ANC Youth League accusing Penny Sparrow or the DA of being behind a fundraising campaign to help Penny Sparrow pay the 150,000 rand fine that she did for the racist rant that she did.
I don't know anything about that, but
yeah,
what I can
I read
say
it in
is
the Citizen
fuck
today.
Penny Sparrow,
yeah.
fuck the DA, and fuck the ANC Youth League.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I
yeah.
love that's why I love being on Cliff Central.
Yeah,
it's not even that I want to swear. It's just that I know I'm in a situation now where I'm allowed to swear, and it's just coming out of me.
So tell me, I follow you on Twitter, and I do love your political views because especially in your comedy, you do a lot of political satire. So what is your vision in terms of politics in this country now, where we're going?
Where I want it to go or where I think it will go?
Both.
Well, look, as much as we would like to know otherwise, I think Zuma is pretty much there until 2019.
Okay.
The ANC, I think, is going to take a knock in these government elections.
Mm-hmm.
But by ANC standards, a knock is not such a bad thing. They're still going to have a majority and they're still going to win.
Mm-hmm.
The DA is going to keep on DAing. The NC is going to keep on ANCing. The EFF is going to keep on trying to start a revolution.
And COPE
is going to keep on being completely insignificant. The African Christian Democratic Party, I don't even know what they do. I assume it's got something to do with churches.
There are quite a lot of useless parties out there.
There are. There's the Freedom Front Plus, the African Christian Democratic Party. These are the ones.
And the VF.
Who votes for these people?
Yeah, Lord knows. So do you vote?
I do vote, but the problem is I find it very hard to find a party that I identify with, so I always end up like the Dacha party. I often, voting for the Dacha party.
That's a good one to go for.
That is absolutely the only party which has a platform that I fully understand and that I can fully get behind. They just want you to be able to smoke weed, which is fine. You know, all the other guys are very complicated.
Yeah, we're very cool with that. We're very cool with that. Because, like, what do you think about the whole situation, Penny Sparrow and the likes? Worst token. Tell me what's happening.
The one thing I can take out of the Penny Sparrow thing is if you want to be calling people monkeys, you can't be a poor white, eh?
Yeah, why is that?
150,000 rand. Yeah, she's got to pay.
In other words, I agree with what he's saying is that if you're going to be calling black people monkeys, just make sure that you have your 150,000 rand in the bank. And then when they say it's time for you to pay your fine, you're just like, okay, I'll hand it over. Don't be trying to act like a victim when they ask you for your fine.
Do they take deposits? Can you like do a payment plan with these things?
EFT.
Yeah, you put it through on your credit card and they say straight or budget. You're like,
surely she has some land she can sell. I mean, like.
Put rehab on these volumes.
It's very low. Say it again. What's up?
That just died. So let's get over it.
But I'm from now, I don't know what your surname is, but I'm gonna call you Rehab Musa. Are you cool with that, Rehab Musa?
Is that
I feel like I'm a black man that just went to a Muslim like Muhammad Ali. So I'm all about Rehab Musa.
Nice.
Yeah, so we are also talking a little bit about Oscar Pistorius, the trial that's been going on. Do you have an opinion on Oscar?
Why has it come back?
I don't know.
I think it was Laz Gola the other day. He tweeted it's like worse than Fast and the Furious. This is like the ninth trial that we've had.
Season three. That's what we said. It's like a Game of Thrones series.
Do you know what I take out of this? If you've got enough money, you can do anything. They're basically trying to spend an entire week convincing us to feel sorry for the
guy.
We don't feel sorry for him.
And it's working for a lot of people. I hear people saying like, oh, shame. Look at him in his fucking prosthetic legs. I don't give a shit,
man. Jup had an accident, a very unfortunate accident that yes he caused, but he was in jail within like a week or something. This is now 5 years or something in jail. Just go to jail, Oscar. Stop embarrassing us. Just go to jail
and shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
So we're just about to wrap up the show. Just tell me a little bit about what you think about the youth and the responsibility we have, since our show is tomorrow on Youth Day. Tell us what you think about the youth.
I think that it's great that the youth now have different concerns, and that we still have our problems, but if you compare what kids were fighting for in 1976 to what kids have now, we've come a long way. And I think just the fact that we get to go have a nice comedy show, that we get to chill at Giles tomorrow, and we get to have the day off and drink some beer, it's just
it's going to be a day.
It's going to be a day
to remember.
I'm going to be in shackles, boy.
Okay, except rehab.
Worst token, can we expect you there? There's going to be free drinks. I know you're all about the brushkis.
The brushkis are called at Giles. Last time was at Joel, but...
Yeah, so you're definitely going to be there. Maybe we get you on the mic as well, bro.
Shit.
Yeah, I think you should.
Have you ever thought about doing 5 minutes of comedy?
I realized I'm allowed to swear on this, so then I just climbed back on that boat.
No, but I mean, have you ever thought about doing comedy? Because you're quite a hilarious chap.
Yeah, I'm afraid about the things I say. My tires might get slashed.
maybe. Okay, cool.
Get an Uber.
So just to let you guys know what the Worst Guys is getting up to, I'm going to be performing at Parker's tonight at a Comedy Central Grab the Mic competition. So
holla
at that. It's always going to be dope. What else are we doing? The Youth Day show tomorrow is obviously the biggest thing. And then, we're always here on Wednesday. Daniel, Deep Fried Man, has been so cool hanging out with you, and I'm so excited for the show tomorrow.
It's been amazing.
I love your shit.
Besides tomorrow,
so glad that I was punctual today. I'm going to be at the Grahamstown Festival. I'm not doing any public gigs between tomorrow and the Grahamstown Festival, but that's at the end of the month. So I know this is a nationwide show, so if anyone's in the Eastern Cape, come check me out at the Grahamstown Festival. Then in July, I'm also going to be doing a week in Cape Town. So I'm not spending a lot of time gigging in Joburg in the next while, because I've been gigging hard. But so if you do want to catch me in Joburg, your last chance is tomorrow at Giles.
What's the worst? with the worst guys. It's going to be so incredible. Y'all
but
just
I have
to
say,
be
after being on your show, I'm not that convinced. I think you guys might be like the fourth or fifth worst guys.
Who's the first?
I don't know. There's some bad guys out there. Well, there's some very bad guys.
Yeah, we'll see.
I met this guy the other day. He mugged me and he took my wallet, my car keys, and he didn't even leave me with my shoes.
He's definitely worse than us.
He's worse.
Show your guitar still in there.
Okay, I'll let you guys know, and if my guitar is gone, then I change my mind. You guys are truly the worst guys.
Oh yeah, cool. So it's been so awesome. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. Cheers. We out.
This is CliffCentral.com.